The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we've all seen the rising costs of living due to the war in Iran and the energy crisis. And while the government have stepped in with certain measures to tackle fuel and heating costs, what can you do yourself to save a few bob? Nick Charlambos, Managing Director at Alpha Wealth, joins us now with tips and tricks to spending less. Good evening to you, Nick.
Hi, Ciara.
How are you? I'm not great at saving money myself. I genuinely am, but I quite like some of the tips and tricks that you are suggesting, including doing things like turning down the temperature on your heat in the home and indeed turning down your temperature on your washing machine.
Yeah, and I appreciate some people and your listeners may not really like the idea of obviously turning down the temperature, especially with the cold nights, but as we are coming into more of the spring days and obviously with the clocks going forward at the end of the weekend, that it might allow us just to take advantage and just notch down even so slightly just the temperatures, because it will save money. And really, it's a case of these incremental small things that we won't sort of feel too much that will help us obviously just to reduce the costs of certain bills.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I'd even thought of doing such a thing, but I could easily wash my clothes at 30 degrees or 20 degrees rather than 40. And I don't even know that I would notice 1 or 2 degrees down on the temperature on my heat, to be honest. So they're kind of the easy wins. What about turning off appliances and lights rather than leaving things on standby?
Yeah. And again, it might seem like a really simple thing, but you'd be surprised how much energy we waste just by doing what I class as probably being just like bad habits of, you know, leaving on plugs, sockets. And you'd be surprised how many there are. You know, if you added up all of the appliances that you have, you know, ranging from mobile phone chargers to obviously laptops and so on and so forth, there could be over like 20 or 30 appliances that you've got plugged in at any given stage, including television. So it's just a good habit to get into of just turning off, obviously, lights when you leave a room, turning off the plugs for things that, you know, you don't need to be charging overnight. And again, these are all, in my opinion, quick wins.
Yeah. Another thing that people say is, you know, be careful how often you use or what time of the day you might use particularly high energy appliances like tumble dryers. But I saw on that list of high energy hair dryers. I knew a tumble dryer was high energy. I didn't know a hair dryer was one.
No, they are, Ciara, and they actually use a lot of energy. And I think it's important for people to recognise that, you know, okay, we all get into the habit, and I'm sure, especially for some of the female listeners, that they wouldn't like the idea of like not using the hairdryer as often. But if you realised how much energy it uses, again, it's just a little bit of being mindful of that and trying to just pare back wherever possible. I have teenage daughters and, you know, one of them's getting ready at the moment. And it's just about kind of reminding them and just trying to kind of maybe just put in a little bit of manners on it.
Yeah, and I have a young daughter as well, but I also happen to have long hair myself. So this is a lesson to me. I also have teenage sons. And one of the other things that you've suggested is reducing the length of showers. My God, they can have showers for I don't know how long, 45 minutes, it would seem to me.
Absolutely. And again, you know, my son brings his kind of phone into the bathroom and he plays music while he's showering. And I think, look, it's a case of just reminding them, you know, knocking on the door and just not making it as easy, because they're not obviously the ones that are paying the bill. And we just have to all get into that habit of just trying to, you know, again, do the simple things.
Another good tip, air fryers rather than the standard oven, because you're heating a much smaller little area. That's another easy win.
It is, Ciara. And look, I don't actually cook at home, so I can't profess to be an expert in the kitchen. But there's a few things that we can do. And like, even for me as a very basic cooker, I probably would, out of, you know, ignorance, put on, you know, the oven. But the air fryer is a very simple and cheaper, you know, way to actually heat our food.
And can heat certainly food for a few people, even if it's not as big as an oven. This is a really good tip as well. Auditing your subscriptions, especially your energy plans.
Yeah, and this is getting into the area that some people may not kind of enjoy as much. But I do it regularly, and it is something that you can save a lot of money just at the convenience of sitting at your own, you know, desk at home. And okay, it might be a case that you just try and, especially on the renewals that we come across, getting in touch with the provider and just bargaining with them, really. You know, I don't like moving providers too often. I don't really generally encourage that. The easiest thing to do is to stay with your provider, but ask about deals and try and make sure that you do get the best discounts. And sometimes it's almost going as far to kind of pretend that you are going to move and then be put through to that department.
Brinksmanship, yeah.
Exactly.
It's funny when you say about subscriptions as well. I've sometimes looked on my phone at my subscriptions because sometimes you join things on your phone. I was subscribed to things I didn't even know I had subscriptions for, which I then cancelled. But I seem to have accidentally subscribed to things on my phone. And I suspect if I've done it, other people may have done it too. Maybe lastly, you know, it's kind of old school, but things like growing your own veggies, growing your own herbs, growing your own spuds in the garden. I always thought of that as a bit of a hobby, but you're saying that's also like you could save hundreds of quid over the course of a year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really surprised, Kira, that we have clients that I've met with recently that have been mentioning more and more. And it probably does fall a little bit into that sort of pastime that they might enjoy it. But there's a real significant cost saving. There's a little bit of upfront costs, obviously, if you have to kind of get beds and just, you know, prepare, but the cost savings can be quite significant. And surprisingly, I've seen more and more of this, as I mentioned, people are starting to do this more regularly than you might think. Funny enough, my father, who's from Cyprus, back many years ago, used to grow, you know, some of his own vegetables in London, which is where we lived. And I would encourage people just even to explore the idea and just maybe not buy that kind of ready cut fruit that tends to be three times more expensive than, you know, even the main produce. But if they are interested, just try it out. And if it's not for you, that's absolutely okay. But even at a very small cost, I think you can get into kind of these good habits. And even if you have children, it might be something that you could potentially do together.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, really a lot of top tips there from you. Thank you very much, Nick. That is Nick Charalambos there, Managing Director at Alpha Wealth. I would appreciate if you do have any other top tips yourselves out there. You might share them with ourselves and our listeners, because God knows we all need to cut down a little bit. Steve says, cut down on electric showers. They use 9 kilowatts of electricity. Immersions only use 3 kilowatts. We got in solar and now our hot water is free, says Steve. And oh, this is a good one. The kettle is a massive use of electricity. We boil water for the fun of it sometimes and never pour a cup. That's true. Do you know what I have a habit of doing is I'm making one cup of tea, but I fill the kettle to the brim. So I'm boiling 5 cups of water for one cup of tea. And that's a stupid one as well. Keep your tips coming into us. We'd love to hear from you here on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.